The idea that traditional diets are best for coastal Alaska Native people is being further confirmed by the discovery of a gene deficiency that doesn't allow their systems to process sugar. Dr. Matthew Hirschfeld is the director of maternal and child health services at the Alaska Native Medical Center. The gene causes a condition known as CSID. Hirschfeld says it's likely 1 to 5% of Alaska Natives have the gene deficiency. He told APRN's Lori Townsend the addition of sugar into so many processed foods is not good for anyone, but is especially bad for coastal Alaska Native people.
The place that we're seeing it most in Alaska right now is coastal regions. So Yupik and Inupiaq populations of Bethel, Nome, Kotzebue, and Barrow.
Was this surprising? It's not as if people haven't been exposed to sugar for, you know, at least two or three generations by now. So was it surprising to see that there's still, that somehow people's systems haven't adapted?
Evolution of these types of genes don't happen that quick. So we've had tens of thousands of years of evolution in those populations to essentially have a carbohydrate-free diet. The traditional diet in those regions is all fat, all protein. It's like an Atkins diet on steroids. And so introducing sugar into the diet 2 to 3 generations ago wouldn't give them enough time to be able to adapt to the more westernized diet in those areas.
What happens for people who have this intolerance? What's the risk? What happens to them?
What we usually see is babies actually do very well with this because breast milk and most of the formulas that you start babies on contain lactose and no sucrose. And so for the first 6 months or so of life, babies actually do fine and they have no symptoms. When you start to introduce solid foods into the baby's diet, if those solid foods contain sugar and lots of baby foods do contain sugar, they start having diarrhea. And another thing we don't understand about this particular issue is some kids develop very mild symptoms, so just intermittent diarrhea. Some kids develop such horrible diarrhea that they don't grow. And we don't understand the difference between the two. Some is due to, diet. If you have a lot of sugar in your diet, you're going to have more diarrhea. But there are kids on similar diets who have very different symptoms and levels of diarrhea.
So is it similar then with that range, is it similar to people who have food allergies that some may have a really extreme, a fatal reaction and others might just have mild respiratory problems? Is it sort of looking at something in that respect?
It's very similar to that. Similar to food allergies, we don't understand why some people have really bad ones and some people don't have as bad ones. But in this case, for the most part, kids have kind of mild to moderate symptoms, but there are the kids who just absolutely don't grow until you take them completely off sucrose. And the cure for this is the old traditional diet. Once they go back to a sea mammal-based diet of whale and walrus and seal with very little Western food introduced, the kids do great.
Is there a way to understand the percentage of people who are at risk or how many people may be impacted in Alaska?
Not at the moment, because we haven't actually done a big study on the Alaska Native population. There are other populations that are similar. So the Canadian Inuit population and the Greenland Inuit population both have been a little more studied for this. And it's estimated in Greenland about 5% of the population, of the Inuit population, has this particular issue. And in Canada, it's somewhere around 1% to 2%. So I would expect we'd be somewhere in that range. This is an autosomal recessive disorder, which means you have to have one copy from your mom, one copy from your dad. You have to have two copies of this particular mutated gene. And there's a lot more people who carry one copy than who have the two copies. So it's a very prevalent gene in this population, I would guess.
But you don't have problems unless mom and dad both have that gene.
That's correct.
And are you recommending, are you working to get the word out to people in these regions that maybe they should be tested?
We are working on that, and we're testing patients who are symptomatic. So if you don't have diarrhea and you're on a Western diet, it's very, very unlikely that you have congenital sucrase isomaltase deficiency. But if you have chronic diarrhea and there's sugar in your diet, if you're from one of the regions I mentioned, Bethel, Nome, Kotzebue, Barrow, it's actually fairly likely that your test may come back positive. So I do recommend to providers from those areas that they send this test.
Dr. Matthew Hirschfeld is the Director of Maternal and Child Health Services at ANMC.